As a teenager, God gave Joseph a dream that one day he would rule a nation. His father, Jacob, loved him very much. Everything started off great for Joseph. He had a big dream, a supportive family, life was good. But when Joseph was 17, things started to go wrong. His brothers became jealous of him and turned on him. They threw him into a pit and left him there to die. Eventually, they changed their minds and sold him into slavery. He was taken to Egypt and resold to a man named Potiphar. Joseph hadn't really done anything wrong, yet his whole world had been turned upside down. It looked as if his dream was dead. He had been betrayed by his family, enslaved in a foreign country. If that wasn't bad enough, they put him in prison for years for something that he didn't do. Joseph must have been depressed, angry, bitter, upset. Nothing had turned out right. But Joseph understood this principle. He knew he had the grace not only to start, but to finish what God put in his heart. He knew the enemy wouldn't be fighting him if he wasn't heading toward his destiny. So he stayed in faith. He kept doing the right thing when the wrong thing was happening. He wasn't working unto people, he was working unto God. One day the Pharaoh, the leader of the nation, had a dream that he didn't understand. Joseph was able to interpret the dream. Pharaoh was so impressed with Joseph that he brought him out of prison and put him in charge of the whole nation. Joseph's dream came to pass. God has put something on you that will override people being against you. It will override bad breaks and injustice. You have the grace not to just start. You have something even more powerful, the grace to finish. When you have an attitude like Joseph had, you cannot stay defeated. Life may push you down, but God will push you back up. People may do you wrong, but God will be your vindicator. Situations may look impossible, but God can do the impossible. When you have finishing grace, all the forces of darkness cannot stop you. You may suffer some setbacks, bad breaks, injustice, but don't worry. It's only temporary. It's just a detour on the way to your destiny. That's a sign that you are moving toward your finish line. The enemy doesn't fight people who are going the wrong way, people who are off course, discouraged, distracted, bitter, angry. That's where he wants you. He comes against people who are headed toward the fullness of their destinies, people that are taking new ground, people like you who are coming into a flourishing finish. Our attitude should be, I have a made-up mind. I am determined. I'm going to keep moving forward in spite of a bad break, in spite of the loss, in spite of the negative report, in spite of my critics. My destiny is too great. My assignment is too important to get discouraged, distracted, and bitter. I'm not going halfway or three-fourths of the way. I'm going to become all God created me to be. When you're tempted to get discouraged and settle, it's because you're close to your breakthrough. You're close to seeing the problem turn around. You're close to meeting the right person. Pharaoh is about to call you, so to speak. The good break is on the way. The healing is on the way. The contract is on the way. Now you have to tap in to this finishing grace. Friends, you've come too far to stop now. You've believed too long. You've worked too hard. You've invested too much. It may be difficult. Negative voices may be telling you it's never going to work out. Forget it. Just settle where you are. Don't believe those lies. You are close to your destiny. When the going gets tough, you have to dig your heels in and say, I am in it to win it. I'm not moved by this opposition. I'm not moved by what I see or by what I feel. I'm moved by what I know, and I know this. I have the grace to finish. I know this. God began a good work in me, and He's going to complete it. So I'm going to keep honoring God. I'm going to keep being good to people. I'm going to keep being my best. Every day you do that, you are passing the test. You are one day closer to coming into your finish line.